95 degrees in Nashville with a heat advisory in effect. I'm Daniel Potter. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Anthony Darrell Hines was executed by the state of Tennessee this morning at Riverbend Maximum Security Institution. He was pronounced dead at 10:43 a.m. Hines was sentenced to death 40 years ago for the March 1985 murder of Katherine Jean Jenkins in Kingston Springs. He fatally stabbed the woman at a motel where she worked as a maid. WPLN's Catherine Sweeney was among the media witnesses who provided official accounts of the lethal injection. She observed that in the minutes before his death, Hines' breathing pattern changed.
At 10:34, it was a very loud, startling groan, and then labored breathing sounds. It sounded like through a ventilator or something. There wasn't one, obviously, but it was a strange sound. And then there was panting. At the time, his face seemed very purple. It seemed like there was a bit of discoloration, and that continued through 10:39.
Hines' execution comes amid scrutiny of Tennessee's lethal injection protocol and less than 3 months after the failed execution of Tony Carruthers in May when medical staff could not access a vein. Krista Pike is scheduled to be the state's next lethal injection next month and would be the first woman executed in the state in nearly 200 years. Metro Nashville police detectives are investigating an officer-involved shooting yesterday in which no one was hit and a suspect was apprehended. A Cheatham County deputy received word a man wanted on outstanding warrants at Eddie's Market near Pegram. When the officer approached the man's Jeep, Metro police say the suspect turned the wheel toward the deputy and accelerated. The deputy ended up shooting out one of the Jeep's tires. The man drove off, but with the tire damage, stopped a short drive away and was caught by the pursuing deputy. Additional charges are now expected in Davidson County. Again, there is a heat advisory in effect these next few days. Stay hydrated. Try not to overdo it outside if you can help it. We expect highs in the upper 90s, might get over 100 at some points. We expect lows in the upper 70s.